Hello, everyone. Our subject for this evening is total commitment. I'm going to read from Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And he was saying to them, that's Christ, he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Commitment. It is a word that we seem to be hearing a lot about lately. One automobile manufacturer says that they are committed to excellence. Professional athletes, business persons, executive, etc., are all committed to their occupation. Commitment is a foundation for successful Christian living. For the Christian, there can be nothing less. Commitment is an absolute necessity. There is no such thing as partial commitment. When the pilot of a jet, giant airliner is speeding down the runway, there is a certain point where he cannot decide to remain on the ground. When he crosses that line, he is committed to the air, or the plane crashes disastrously. That pilot cannot change his mind when the plane is two-thirds of the way down the runway. Unfortunately, most of our churches are filled with members who have never taken off, who never left the ground. They have been sitting there for years and years, warming their engines. Jesus succeeded in his mission because he was totally committed to the task before him. He surrendered his life to the Father and submitted to his will. He took up the cross of submission till the end. He was willing to give up everything, even his life, for the cause he believed in. Dear ones, no one really succeeds in life until he reaches the point that he's willing to lay down his life. Jesus said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. If we wish to identify ourselves with Christ and set our desires to follow him, this means we have turned the control of our lives over to him to live each day. Not for self, but for Christ. We soon shall find that this life well spent for God and the commitment we made pays dividends in this life and the one to come. Furthermore, may I add this, we shall find that such a life is not lost after all. Amen. Jesus said, for whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. You'll find this in Luke chapter 9 and verse 24. Christianity is a daily commitment. Daily commitment, body and soul, to our Savior. It's not a forceful commitment, no. It is to be willing to choose the kind of life Jesus lived. It is to surrender our interests, ambitions, goals, and desires, and place them in his hands and let him pilot the ship to its destination. Someone said, nothing can resist a will that will stake even existence for its fulfillment. We hear much about commitment these days, but the heart of commitment is the Lordship of Christ. A mere emotional outburst? No. A short period of religious excitement won't work. It's not a revival or a true commitment. Genuine commitment is when Christians become convicted of not living according to the rule of Christ in their lives, when they confess their sins, renounce self, take the cross, and let Jesus have the first and last word in everything. Folks, that is commitment. General William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, was asked the secret of his amazing Christian life. Booth answered, "I told the Lord that he could have all there is of William Booth." The vast majority of people think that what Christianity needs more clever, skilled, and trained people. We hear people say we're committed, we're surrendered, and dedicated, when seldom there's action to follow. And the will is absent. What is really needed? Committed individuals who are willing to follow the Savior, and if need be, to suffer and guide others to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord help us to realize that we are at the end of times now, when the Lord's return is at hand, and the days are getting more difficult to carry on with the ministry entrusted to us. May He give us courage to carry on with obedient heart, surrender wills, and yielded lives, regardless of the difficulties. A missionary society, please listen to this, was deeply impressed by the courageous devotion of David Livingstone, who worked single-handedly for God in Africa. The society wrote to Livingstone, "Have you found a good road to where you are? If so, we want to send other men to join you." Livingstone replied, "If you have men who will come only if there is a good road, I don't want them. I want men who will come if there is no road at all." That is a committed life, and God is looking for men with committed lives. I read a short poem I will end with that should touch our hearts. "Laid on thine altar, O my Lord divine, accept my gift this day for Jesus' sake. I have no jewels to adorn thy shrine, no world fame sacrifice to make. And there I bring within my trembling hands this will of mine, a thing that seems small, yet thou alone can understand that when I yield thee this, I yield thee all." May God help us to be yielded people and totally committed to Him. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.